AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Finally, Quincy gets to come to bat. Very long top half of the first inning. 11 runs, 9 hits, 3 Oriole errors, and 3 Coldwater runners left as Coldwater sent up 16 runners to the plate.
Yeah,
16 batters.
That's a good way for Coldwater to start the game, but not a good way for the Orioles. So,
Jimmy Strock leading off for Quincy to be followed by Chase Cook and Bryce McCavitt. First pitch from the left-hander, Brayton Repka, foul tip back to the screen. Strock heading into this doubleheader with a .409 batting average, a .594 on base percentage.
0-for-3 in the first game for Jimmy.
Next pitch from Repka.
Ooh, one behind him. 1-1 the count now on the leadoff hitter for Quincy in their half of the first inning. Quincy trailing Coldwater 11-0.
Next pitch from Repka. There's a fastball just missed bell high and outside, 2-1. Repka working quickly. Next pitch. Again, just missed on the outer part of the plate to the right-handed hitting Strock, 3-1. Strock ahead on the count. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a grounder. I guess it was a fair ball, just barely in the throw from the third baseman Johnston to Mock at first, not in time.
Nope. So Strock's going to beat out an infield hit. We'll bring up Chase Cook for the Orioles, playing shortstop.
Certainly a good way for the Orioles to cut into that 11-0 lead ever so slightly.
Well, it's a good start for them anyway.
I'm not quite sure what's going on over at softball at all. It looked like it was 7-0 Coldwater. Now it looks like it's 6-0 Quincy in the third inning. I'll have to get some clarification. Unless that's 6 and 8 on the, I guess, side of the ledger.
Yeah, couldn't tell you.
1-1, the count on Chase Cook. Swings with the next pitch off the handle, picked up by Ryan Mock. He's not going to get a play. Now the throw to second, not in time either.
Guess you give Chase Cook a hit on that. It's really a mental error on the Cardinals' behalf.
Oh, runners on at first and second. Chase Cook with a .400 average coming into the twin bill, and in comes Bryce McCavitt. A .409 average for him. Runners on at first and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Coldwater with an 11-0 lead. McCavitt takes the first pitch for a strike. McCavitt, part of the big junior class. Grounder to the shortstop. Steps on second. And the throw to first. The 6-3 double play, Strock advances to third. He's there with two outs for Jake Ryder.
We'll see if Brayton Repka can get out of this little mini rally that the Orioles have going here. First pitch delivered to McCavitt is a ball.
Jake Ryder with a .400 hitting batting average, a .556 on base percentage. Heading into the twin bill, first pitch is a strike to him. Next pitch from Repka. Floating fastball, 0-2. Next pitch from Repka on its way. Just missed on the outer part of the play with a fastball to the left-handed hitting Jake Ryder, 1-2. Cardinals up 11-0.
Ryder draws a walk.
Runners at the corners with two outs as power has been lost temporarily to the scoreboard. We can tell you that it is 11-0 Cardinals on top of the Orioles. Runners at the corners for Quincy with two outs for Tristan Haylett. Swings at the first pitch and popped foul. Haylett coming into the doubleheader with a .227 batting average, .250 on base percentage. Haylett, one of six seniors on this Quincy squad. Haylett, one pitch. I'll make it 1-1. Inside below the knees. Bear, Haylett, Strock, Cody Conant, Ben Stainer, and Jordan Seekander, the six seniors for Coach Tim Brockway. Next pitch is a shoulder-high fastball, 2-1.
Runners on the corners for Quincy, two outs, 2-1 count on the hitter, Tristan Haylett.
Next pitch from Repka, swing and a foul back to the screen, 2-2.
Cardinals lead in this game, and we're not out of the first inning yet, folks. It's 11-0 in favor of the Cardinals.
That may be the most incredible thing, that we're still in the first inning. Having started at 6:07, it's now 6:38. Haylett strikes out, putting an end to the first inning. Quincy leaves a couple of runners on. After one, Coldwater 11 and Quincy nothing. You're listening to Branch County High School Baseball on WTVB.
Attention farmers, Warner Oil and Roost Oil are ready for spring. We have your diesel fuel and farm gas in stock and ready for delivery. Do you have enough fuel storage? If not, call Warner Oil in Coldwater or Roost Oil in Reading. Are you in the shop working on or servicing your equipment for the spring rush? Call us today for our spring sale on engine oil, tractor hydraulic fluid, and Wix filters. Warner Oil and Roost Oil can also save you money with renewable diesel fuel. Using an R20 blend, your fuel will have the characteristics of premium fuel at a lower price. R20 meets all the ASTM standards for diesel fuel. Ask your driver today how you can save money on your fuels and lubricants, or call Warner Oil in Coldwater at 278-5844 or Roost Oil in Reading at 283-2300.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
11 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 3 left for Coldwater. No runs on 2 hits, 3 errors, and 2 left for Quincy.
Marty Johnston stepping in for Coldwater.
He'll be followed by Maurer and Linton here in the top of the second inning. The Cardinals facing Jordan Seekander, who came in relief of starting pitcher Mike Fair, who gave up a ton of runs in his short time on the hill.
Marty Johnston got a base hit his first time up and scored a run a bit later in that inning for Coldwater.
Next pitch to Johnston is in the dirt.
1-1 to count now.
From the WTVB scoreboard, we did get clarification from Coldwater's athletic director, Diane Vandenhout, who's taking in some of the softball action here at the Quincy High School campus. Coldwater is currently leading 6-0 in the third inning. The confusion that we talked about previously came from the fact that they switched home and away for this game on the scoreboard that we can see from our vantage point here in the station van.
3-1 the count now on Marty Johnston, leading off the top of the second inning for Coldwater.
The Cardinals leading in the nightcap, the baseball twin bill, 11-0, 3-1 pitch, ball 4. Note to Justin Lapshire back at the station, we may have a 9-minute commercial break at the end of the night if Coldwater goes on to get a mercy rule victory.
We have that one time in basketball, like 12 minutes or something like that.
That sounds about right. Good stop by Jimmy Strock. First pitch to Grant Maurer. Saw Johnston dancing on the base pass a little bit. He gets back first standing up, 1-0, the count on Grant.
Grant had two hits in the first inning, scored a couple runs, and knocked one in for the Cardinals as well.
Leading candidate for McDonald's player of the game at the end of the night on the Cardinals side of things, and we'll name one for McDonald's of Branch County for the Cardinals, and one for the Orioles. 1-1 on Grant Maurer. The Cardinals up 11-0, runner on at first, no outs, top of the second inning. Next pitch, Maurer had to turn around to get away from that one, 2-1.
Do you know Quincy's schedule for the rest of the week by any chance?
Well, I do. I was looking that up earlier while you were vamping for me.
3-1 the count now on Grant Maurer.
That next pitch was across for a strike, I believe.
So he said 3-1.
3-1.
Yep.
Or unless it's 3-2. Find out in a little bit. Next pitch to Maurer. Now it's 3-2. For Quincy, they have a tournament at Hanover Horton. They open up against Temperance Bedford.
Okay.
That's on Saturday. And then next Tuesday, back to action in the Big 8 against Athens back here. Pop up, and Jimmy Strock catches it in the very deep foul territory for the first out of the inning.
One down for the Cardinals now, runner on first. And Randall Lynn stepping in for Coldwater. Randall safe on an error, got a base hit, scored a couple runs in that first inning.
Again, if you're just tuning in, all 11 Coldwater runs coming in at that first inning.
Takes ball one, first pitch from Seekander.
That first pitch almost got away from the catcher, Strock. Seekander's next pitch is on its way. Missed badly outside the first pitch. Missed badly inside the next pitch. Close to the knees, 2-0. Next pitch, a little bit inside once again. Linton dances away from that one, 3-0. Next pitch, there's a strike. Seekander managing to tuck it in the outer part of the plate.
You won't see the Cardinals be very aggressive on the bases here with an 11-0 lead right now.
Swing and a grounder take a couple of funny bounces as it rolls up to center field. Another base hit for Linton, his second of the game.
Randall stayed with the pitch and drove it right up the middle past the pitcher and the diving shortstop, Chase Cook.
Johnston to second. Linton on at first with one out for Brendan Spangler. And we will get Morgan Sims coming in to courtesy run for Linton. We're talking about upcoming schedules. We mentioned that for Coldwater Varsity Baseball, they have Saturday prom night off, and they're back in action Tuesday at Lakeview. Swing and a miss, first pitch to Spangler, 0-1.
What did Brendan do his second time up?
Or sixth first, ground out.
Third time up, he just...
Laces it to right center field and loads the bases. Oh, Brendan Spangler now 2-for-3 in this game. Bases loaded with one out for Ryan Mock. 4-3 ground out his first at-bat, was safe on a throwing error by the second baseman. His last at-bat still hasn't gotten a hit. First pitch gets away from Jimmy Strock, and again, the Cardinals have got their foot on the brakes right now, not being as aggressive as they would, say, in a Smack East game. Of course, the Cardinals do have an 11-0 lead right now.
It's kind of the unwritten rule of baseball. When you're up by 10, you kind of quit running, being that aggressive. 2-0 the count now on Ryan Mock. He's got the bases loaded with Cardinals for himself. See if he can't drive in another run or two for the Cards.
Johnston's at third. Morgan Sims, the courtesy runner for Randall Linton at second. Spangler at first. Next pitch to Mock is outside, 3-0. Pitch from Seekander on its way.
All four.
Johnston's going to come home and make it 12-0. Ryan Mock still without a base hit in this game. But he drives in first run for the Cardinals here in the second inning.
Actually driven in three runs in this game.
Jordan Butler swings at the first pitch. A hard grounder is going to roll up to left field.
I'm going to give Jordan Butler a base hit on that. Again, he hit it in the hole. I don't think Chase Cook would have had a play on it.
Sims comes home to make it. It's now 13-0.
Yes.
As the bases remain loaded, Tim Brockway comes out of the dugout. Now it looks like we're going to have a pitching change coming up for the Orioles, unless
Chase Cook could have taken the ball from Coach Brockway.
Pitching change ongoing with the Cardinals now leading 13-0 over Quincy. Top of the second inning, bases loaded, one out. We'll take this 1 minute break. You're listening to Branch County High School Baseball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Our baseball coverage here on WTVB and WTVBAM.com brought to you in part by Shorts Rip Your Stand. Tomorrow, join Shorts Rip Your Stand for their footlong coney basket. And join Shorts Saturday for delicious chili cheese fries. Shorts open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Rip Your Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they accept debit and credit cards. Brayton Repka stepping into the left-handed batter's box to face the first pitches of Chase Cook, third pitcher for the Orioles in this game, as they currently trail 13-0.
Ball one delivered to Brayton Repka.
Chase Cook, 5 1/3 innings pitched over the course of two games, an 0-1 record, 9 hits, 9 runs, 7 of them earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, 2 hit batsmen, an ERA of 9.188, and a whip, walks plus hits per innings pitched, of 2.062.
2-0 the count now on Brayton.
Now make it 3-0 as the next pitch bounces in front of Sprock.
Gets away from Jimmy, but the Cardinal runners do not advance.
Foot remains on the brake. Spangler's at third, Mox at second, and Butler's at first.
13-0, the Cardinals lead, top of the second inning. Repka walks on 4 straight pitches. Another run scores for the Cardinals.
Spangler trots across home plate. Make it 14-0. And Brady Duke will come in and courtesy run for Repka.
Michael Gillette stepping back in the batter's box. Michael 1-for-1. Got a double in the second inning, knocked in a run, and walked, knocked in another run.
Swings at the first pitch, and it's a fly ball that drops into shallow left field. Another run is going to come home. The bases remain loaded with one out. Mock scores to make it. See, what is it now?
15. Base is still loaded. Austin Krasminski.
First pitch to Austin is a strike. 1-for-2 in this game. A double and a fly out to the center fielder. Butterfly saved by Strzok. 1-1 the count on Austin.
Austin knocked in a run in that first inning with his double.
Time call temporarily.
Still just one out here in the second inning.
Brzezinski swings, and it's a fly ball.
Well, he's only going to get a single out of that.
Yeah, very long single. I wasn't sure if there was a foul indicated. But another run is going to come in. And the bases remain juiced with one out as Marty Johnston comes back to the plate. We have hit around for the second consecutive inning. Duke's on at third, Gillette at second, Krasminski at first. First pitch to Johnston here in this at-bat is a ball. Hey. 16-0, Cardinals on top of the Orioles. There's still just one out here in the top of the second inning. Next pitch is a ball tied at the elbows. I think at this point in the game, Coach Tim Brockway is probably looking to get some innings in for some of the younger pitchers on the squad. Some reps anyway. It's 3-0 count now on Johnston. Swing and a grounder, a couple of hops to Cook, and there's not going to be a play.
It's actually Cook's on the mound. McCabot moved over from second base.
That's right.
McCabot. So, Marty Johnston safe on an error by the shortstop. Another run comes in for the Cardinals.
That being Duke, Gillette now at third, Krasminski to second, Johnston safe on the E6 to make it 17-0 Cardinals.
Chris Vandenhout looks like he's stepping in right now for Grant Bauer.
Yeah.
Chris was being DH'd for by Grant, so Chris will go into the game now and or stay in the game defensively, but Bauer will take a seat. More than likely for the rest of this game.
Mauer finishing the night 2-for-3. First pitch to Chris is a ball in the dirt. Cardinals up 17-0. There's a strike inside. The left-handed hitting Chris Vandenhout. Cook's next pitch. Swing and a high pop-up. Being tracked into foul territory, and it is caught for just the second out of the inning.
So the bases are still loaded. We're at the top of the second inning.
First baseman Jake Ryder credited with a putout. It's 17-0. Bases still loaded with two outs, as you mentioned. Randall Linton stepping back into the batter's box. Swings at the first pitch. It's a fly ball to left field.
One hops it to the fence. Long single for Randall Linton.
The bases remain loaded. Another run comes home in the form of Michael Gillette to make it 18-0. The hitting barrage continues as the Cardinals continue to pounce on Oriole pitching. Thinking about the Tigers because they got the win this afternoon over the White Sox 7-4 as we take a quick look at the WTVB scoreboard.
Spangler with another base hit to right field.
And the runs just keep on coming. Krasminski comes home to make it 19-0 Cards. I forgot to write down what Linton just did.
Linton was safe on a base hit, and he's standing on second base right now.
Okay, then.
Brady Duke going to step in now, batting for Ryan Mock.
Bases loaded, two outs, top of the second inning. The Cardinals leading at Quincy 19-0. Over on the softball side of things, we're in the fourth inning of the nightcap with Coldwater leading 11-0. First pitch to Bradford is a ball in the dirt. Elsewhere, the Major League Baseball WTVB scoreboard. Games that have been wrapped up. Diamondbacks with a 5-2 victory over the Cubs at Wrigley. Mets over St. Louis 4-1. The Twins beat the Rays 9-7. The Reds double up the Pirates 2-1. Cleveland on top of KC 5-1.
Duke falls pitch away. It's now 2-1 on Brady Duke.
Swings at the next pitch. Hard grounder picked up by the shortstop. Throw to first is in time for the final out of the inning. But more damage is done. The Cardinals take a 19-0 lead over Quincy in the bottom of the second inning. And the baseball nightcap, you're listening to Branch County High School Baseball on WTVB.
Help, Coldwater! We're stuck with aging inventory that's got to go. Are you stuck, too, driving an old car you hate? This month, if you help us, we'll help you get unstuck from your old ride. Even if you've had credit problems in the past. Michelle Streets and Melissa Hanna from Rainbow Motor Sales. We can help you break free from the old car you hate. If you've had a job for 1 month or more and bring home at least $200 a week, you could be approved and driving home today. Are you feeling stuck with bad credit muck? Our For the People credit approval process will work hard to unglue your bad credit luck. Don't let bad credit keep you stuck. You could drive a nicer, newer car today. But come quick, this offer won't stick around for long. I'm Michelle Streets. And I'm Melissa Hanna. And we're a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales Coldwater or save time and get approved online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may affect financing.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
19 runs on 16 hits, no errors, and four left. Oh, actually, I have to, it's now, seven left, six left. Forgot to add that in. That's the running line total for the Coldwater Cardinals. No runs, two hits, now four errors, and two left for the Quincy Orioles as Brayton Repka returns to the hill, finishing his warm-up tosses. He will be throwing to Seekander, Powell, and Parrish, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters.
Got some position changes out there for the Cardinals. Michael Gillette now at second base. Brady Duke at first. Brendan Spangler moves over to short.
I'll let you keep track of all those as Seekander fouls the first pitch off of both Randall Linton's equipment and the home plate umpire's mask. 0-1.
I think the outfield stayed the same for the most part. So,
check swing. There's a strike to Seekander. Nice fastball.
Two strikes now on Seekander.
Just missed on the outer part of the plate. The next pitch from Repka, 1-2. Quickly, Repka working, swing, and a pop-up, foul, out of play. I don't think it took out your truck in the parking lot.
Take a while to take a good long hit to get that.
So you were smart to park further away from the ball diamond.
Oh, yeah. Not my first baseball game.
Or at least not your first baseball game here at Quincy. Swing and a hard line drive. It's foul.
Seekander went down to get a curveball offered up by Brayton Repka.
One ball, two strikes. The count on Seekander, unless it's 2-2. I missed something. Strike three call. Stood there like a house by the side of the corner and watched that one go by. Thank you, Ernie Harwell.
First out of the inning.
Second strikeout for Repka.
Gonna bring up Tyler Powell, the left fielder.
He foul tips the first pitch back to the screen on 1. Seekander had a 167 average coming in. Powell, a 143 batting average. Down to the bottom of Coach Tim Brockway's lineup. There's a strike. I believe the count is 0-2.
1-2.
1-2. Oh, I noticed the scoreboard out toward left field keeps cutting in and out. Swing, grounder, slow roller to the shortstop. Long throw to first, and I got him. Two up and two down for the Orioles here in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 19 to nothing. And that'll lead things up to Andy Parrish.
Yeah. Just recognizing the umpire there behind home plate. That's Hillsdale High School's former baseball coach, Chris Adams.
Chris Adams of the legendary Why Not Us state champion baseball team.
You got it.
One and one, the count on Andy Parrish right now. He does not have a batting average, or rather a batting average of 0-0-0. Swing and a miss, the next pitch, one and two, Parrish behind on the count. Jake Jodway is on deck for the Orange and Black. They trail 19-0, bases empty, two outs, bottom of the second inning, swing and miss, strike three. The Orioles go down in order after two. Coldwater on top of Quincy, 19-0 in the nightcap. You are listening to Branch County High School Baseball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
On the WTVB scoreboard, with about 4:40 left in the second half over at Quincy High School's relatively new soccer field, Springport is doubling up on the Lady Orioles 4-2. The rescheduled Battle of the Birds between Coldwater and Quincy is now set to take place on Thursday, May 7th.
And over at the baseball field here, Ian Wright is going to step in for Jordan Butler right now.
We are in the top of the first inning. The first pitch to Wright is a strike. 19 runs, 16 hits, no errors, 6 left for the Cardinals. No runs, 2 hits, 4 errors, and 2 left for the Orioles. Swing and a grounder to the shortstop. They get the throw to first in time.
Yes, they did.
First out of the inning, base is empty, and Creighton Repka steps into the left-handed batter's box with one out.
Nice play by the shortstop McCabot there, going deep in the hole and throwing out Ian Wright.
Swing at the first pitch, and that's fouled back to the backstop.
Creighton just 1-for-1 on the night, but he's got 2 walks sandwiched in there. He's knocked in a total of 3 runs. Been fishing for that one, though. 19-0, Cardinals on top of Quincy. We're at the top of the third inning.
Like an 0-2 count on Repka. Next pitch in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher, Jimmy Strock. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Strock picks up the ball and tags up Repka to complete the putout. Bases empty, 2 outs, top of the third inning. 19-0 game. 11 runs for the Cardinals in the first frame, 8 additional runs in the second.
Michael Gillette now. Michael 2-for-2 in the game.
Swings the first
pitch.
Three. How about that? He's making a case for McDonald's player of the game, possibly. A double and now two singles. A two-out single here in the top of third inning. The Cardinals leading 19-0, and in steps Austin Krasminski.
Austin 2-for-3 in the game. Scored a couple runs, knocked in a couple.
First pitch here is a ball tied at shoulders. Next pitch, swing, fly ball, center field, and it's going to be caught in left center for the final out of the inning. Relatively quiet inning for the Cardinals, all things considered. They leave a runner on after 2.5 complete, 19-0, Coldwater on top of the nightcap. You're listening to Branch County High School Baseball on WTVB.
Ready for a spring fling?
Mother Nature's waiting on you, but she won't wait forever.
Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 25th annual spring fling celebration.
Thursday through Saturday.
Everyone's heading to Haylett to see what's new.
With over 350 units on the ground, who has more to show you?
Browse through 11 acres of tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes.
The biggest and best in the business.
Factory reps on hand to make dream deals come true.
And credit unions bidding for your business
with low interest, easy term rates.
Campgrounds will be there to show you their layout.
Haylett's huge new parts and accessories warehouse has everything you'd need.
You say you haven't tried camping,
haven't decided to take the plunge.
Haylett rents RVs.
Three big money saving days,
Thursday through Saturday,
daily 8:30 till 7,
or when you're ready to leave.
The 25th annual spring fling celebration at Haylett Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 Coldwater.
On the web at Haylett Auto and RV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Jodway, Strock, and Cook do up for Quincy here in the bottom of the third inning. It could be their last chance unless they can cut into the 19-0 lead that Coldwater currently enjoys. It's 19 runs, 17 hits, no errors, 7 left for the Cards, no runs, 2 hits, now 4 errors, and 2 left for the Orioles. The Quincy Orioles in danger of getting shut out both ends of this doubleheader unless they can do something here. Coldwater won the opener 4-0.
Yep, got to score 5 runs or more.
Jodway trying to bunt his way on. He pulls the bat back on 1-0. Check that, 1-0. Swing and a hard grounder going to roll up to center field. That is just the third base hit for the Orioles in this game, if I got everything written down in my scorebook correctly.
That's what I've got. It's going to bring off, kind of pinch hitter, I believe.
I'm going to say you don't think that strike hits left-handed, right?
Nope.
They'll get a number soon enough. First pitch from Redka. Outside for a ball.
Number 9, Cody Conan.
Conan. There's a strike, 1-1 on Conan. Jodway stands at first with only the third base hit for the Quincy Orioles in this game. Next pitch from Repka. Is a ball in the dirt. Good stop by Linton. It is a final on the WTVB scoreboard. A nightcap, the softball doubleheader. Coldwater shut out the Lady Orioles 11-0 in 5 innings, the game ending on the mercy rule. This game, close to ending on the 15-run mercy rule on the baseball side. Coldwater leading 19-0 over Quincy. Swing and a foul back to the very deep foul territory picked up by Quincy coach. It's 2-2. The count remains on Cody Conan.
Jeff Powell down in the first base coach's box for the Orioles.
Once upon a time, he was one of the softball coaches here for Quincy.
And Jeff's had several coaching duties here at Quincy High School.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, first out of the inning.
Good curveball from Brayton Repka.
Fourth strikeout for Brayton in this game.
Going to bring
up another pinch hitter, Dan Ojeda. With a game presumably well in hand, again a chance for head coach Tim Brockway to go deep into his bench. Get some valuable playing experience to some of the guys that you wouldn't ordinarily consider regulars. swing and a miss at the next pitch. I believe Ojeda is behind on the count 0-2.
I'm not sure.
Yep. Thank you, Chris Davis. Home plate umpire.
Chris
Adams. Jodway taking off. Strike three called and a stolen base by Jake Jodway. Two down. Runner on at second here in the bottom of the third inning. Kim Ness is just arrived from the softball side of things. We're on the air, Kim, actually. Kim just reminding us that the softball team finished off the doubleheader sweep over on the softball side, 11-0, five innings in the nightcap. Lady Cards won 2-1 in eight innings in the opener.
So sweep for the Lady Cardinals over the Lady Orioles.
And we're close to a sweep here by the Cardinals on the baseball side as Bryce McCavitt is up to the plate. Runner in at second, two out. Bottom of the third inning, Cardinals leading 19-0. There's the ball to McCavitt. It looks like Springport finished off Quincy in the girls' soccer field. 4-2 was the final score. Next pitch from Repka.
Be 3-1 now.
I'll find out. 3-1. Jake Ryder on deck. Foul back to the backstop. The Orioles now down to their final strike. The game would end on a 15-run mercy rule unless the Orioles can score a bunch of runs here. 19-0 Coldwater leads. Repka looks toward second, now delivers, ball four in the dirt. Only the second walk given up by Brayton Repka in this game.
And the next guy that steps in is who he gave up that walk to, Jake Ryder. Walked his first time up.
First pitch to Ryder. Just missed on the breaking ball, 1-0. Next pitch. Swung on, fly ball, left field, and it's going to be caught for the final out of the inning. The game is over, and the Quincy Orioles have been swept in both ends of the doubleheader here at the ball at the baseball diamond. In fact, the Orioles were unable to score at all.
Yeah, a couple of shutouts thrown their way by the Cardinals.
4-0 in the opener, and the nightcap ends in three innings, 19-0.
The Cardinals coming up with a sweep there. And as you mentioned, 4-0, 19-0. Brandon Lewis, the winner in the first game, complete game shutout. And Brayton Repka, the winner in game number two for the Cardinals. Throwing the short three-inning 19-0 victory for Coldwater.
Back to wrap up our night from here at Quincy. After this, you're listening to Branch County High School Baseball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
At the Willows, it's not fast food. It's made-to-order food, made when you place your order. Thursdays, all day long, your favorite domestic canned beers are just a buck each. Stop by for a fresh, never-frozen Willow Burger and come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5. Your meal is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12, Coldwater.
May 11th is Mother's Day, and now is the time to order your mother's ring from Culey's Jewelry. The Mother's Ring collection comes in white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver, and each ring holds all the children's birthstones, a ring that any mother will cherish forever. A small down payment is all that's needed to get it ordered. Don't know a ring size? Not to worry. The ring is custom sized after she receives it with no charge. Culey's makes your shopping easy. New this spring at Culey's is the Cosme collection of fun earrings, pins, and necklaces, all made in the USA, featuring dragonflies, frogs, butterflies, ladybugs, horses, and more, starting at just $5. brighten her day with an addition to her bead bracelet with a sterling silver and crystal birthstone bead for each child or grandchild, starting at just $35. Shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry, downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Quincy High School. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike's side. We just saw both the Coldwater baseball and softball teams sweep their hosts, the Quincy Orioles. The softball doubleheader went like this, 2-1 in 8 innings, 11-0 in 5 innings. Here at the baseball side of things, 4-0 and 19-0 in 3 innings. Coldwater outscoring Quincy, if you do the very simple math, 23-0 in both ends of the Twin Bill.
Yeah, you know, Quincy got off to a really tough start there. They really should have been out of that first inning, and the game might have taken a little different turn there. But they had three errors in that first inning, but two of them came relatively early in the game and really just started the merry-go-round for the Cardinals, who also had their bats going today, as you mentioned, Sean. 19 runs for the Cardinals, 17 hits, though, for Quincy Ayers in this game. And Cardinals just got out there and kept hitting the ball and kept running, and then finally got to the point where they were up by 10 or 11, and Coach Spangler put the brakes on the runners anyway, and it was just a base at a time. So we're actually some young men out there that had some nice hits that they were credited with singles for that actually should have been extra bases on a normal day, but not the case here in this game. But Cardinals did what they had to do, unfortunately for Quincy, not able to generate any offense to speak of. So the Cardinals come away with a sweep, outscoring Quincy 4-0 and 19-0 in the doubleheader sweep.
As you mentioned, in the nightcap, 19 runs, 17 hits for Coldwater, no errors, 7 left. For the Orioles, no runs on just 3 hits. They committed 4 errors total and 4 runners left on base unofficially.
Yep, that's correct. So just Quincy unable to get anything going offensively tonight at all, and Cardinals able to play errorless ball, at least in game number 2 anyway.
The Cardinals finishing the night with an 11-5 record following the doubleheader sweep. They have prom weekend off before they return to SMAC East action Tuesday at Lakeview. The Quincy Orioles drop to 5-5 and play at the Hanover Horton Invitational coming up on Saturday. They open up against Temperance Bedford.
Well, good luck to the Orioles this weekend. Obviously, you want to see them do well, being a county team. Their record now stands at 5-5. Cardinals advance to 11-5. Cardinals boys varsity team going to enjoy the weekend off with prom coming up this weekend on Saturday. And then prom seems to be a little bit early this year. Is it my imagination or is that?
It isn't your imagination, just a little bit early. Of course, Bronsmith's having their prom this weekend too. Quincy and Union City's proms, if you heard the story on the radio, they won't be coming up for another couple of weeks. Their prom nights fall on Mother's Day weekend.
Okay. So,
again, the Coldwater prom will be at the Bella Vista Golf Club. And one last thing about Quincy, they return to big action on Tuesday. They will host Athens for a Twin Bill here.
Well, good luck to the Orioles again this weekend and as they get back into Big 8 play next week. And the same to the Cardinals, who got Lakeview on Tuesday.
Yep, they sure do.
Field on Thursday next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. One last bit of business before we call it a night from here at Quincy. The naming of our McDonald's players of the game in the nightcap. We'll do that after this from McDonald's of Branch County.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just a dollar. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel.
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. at participating McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Whether McDonald's players of the game for both Coldwater and Quincy, we are both kind of unanimous in going with one of the young guns today here in the nightcap, Michael Gillette, although really we could have given it to five or six potentially.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of kids that contributed tonight. The bats were rolling for the Cardinals, and unfortunately some early errors for Quincy kind of opened the floodgates, and but the Cardinals did what they had to do with the bats. But, you know, Michael Gillette hasn't seen a lot of action yet this year, and but he had a nice night, 3-for-3 for Michael. Walked his fourth time up. So
And two singles for him.
We're going to go with Michael and as the McDonald's player of the game for the Cardinals. And on the Quincy side, we both were in agreement with Chase Cook.
He was the third and final pitcher for the Orioles in the nightcap, and he put out the fire, so to speak. He also got one of only three base hits that the Orioles had against Brayton Repka.
Right. So
congratulations to Quincy shortstop/pitcher Chase Cook and to Coldwater outfielder Michael Gillette, our McDonald's players of the game, the nightcap of this cross-county doubleheader. We're joined now by the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, Randy Spangler. The hitting sticks were on full display here today, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they were. You guys, that might have been an understatement. But, yeah, it was nice to see. We had had some struggles at times, and, you know, we were due to bust out a little bit. And, you know, it just happened to be tonight, which hopefully we can continue that into next week and throughout the season. But there were a lot of good things that happened there.
You know, you got good pitching performances tonight, too, Coach. Brandon Lewis with a complete game, 7-inning victory in the first game, had a shutout, and then Brayton Repka did what he had to do in the second game. You know, very short game for Brayton, just 3 innings there, but, again, did what he had to do.
Right, exactly, and that's always encouraging to see those young guys get on there or get in there after Tuesday and, you know, coming off that tough loss to Marshall and not hitting it well, but then still saying, hey, we're going to hold us in there and not really have too many worries all day. So, you know, it was a great job, and, you know, of course the catchers handle them well and do things with that. So we were, you know, very excited about it.
You've got the weekend off. What are you going to do?
Those four-letter words in coaches' minds are tough. Prom. That four-letter word, prom. No, it's a wonderful thing, and it's good, and, you know, it's neat to see another side of them, and they get dressed up and get to take the ladies out and have a great time, and I think they got a great one planned again, as the advisors usually do at Coldwater, and I don't know what we're going to do the rest of the day, but it'll be kind of strange, but the JVs both play, or the JVs and freshmen both play.
Yes.
3-2 games, so there's plenty of baseball to get involved with, but it'll be fun, and, you know, it is nice to take a little break and get kind of the second half of the season, and, you know, we're pretty busy again after this week. We turn into Lakeview Tuesday, and, you know, those are big for us. I think it's a pretty good battle, but, you know, they barely beat Sturgis, so I think there's, you know, it's pretty wide open yet. We'll see what happens okay. Now that we're getting going, so it'll be fun.
Lots of games to be played yet. So, Lakeview on Tuesday, Penfield on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I think so. And then in 5-3, we're going to head up to Bay City, John Glenn. That was a late addition. We're going to play a doubleheader there.
Yeah, we talk about it, going up against John Glenn and then also against Goodrich.
Yes, so a couple of new teams. We haven't seen John Glenn in a little while, and then Goodrich is a new one. But, you know, again, to keep facing the good competition to get ready for the tournament and to get ready for, you know, the rest of the league games will be good.
Well, John Glenn's always had a pretty good baseball program from what I remember up there anyway. So hopefully that competition will be good for you. But you're going to have a busy week next week, so, and I'm sure you're a little chilly, so we're probably going to let you go here.
we're not trying to rub in the fact that we're broadcasting from the station van tonight.
Well, that was going to be my last goodbye comment. You know, about being soft here. You know, we've talked about our guys being a little soft for a few games, but you guys are getting there now too, but I don't blame you a bit. So, but thanks guys for coming over and doing everything, and we'll see you next time.
All right,
thanks,
Coach
Randy Spangler, joining us on our post game show. The doubleheader sweep by the Cardinals over the Orioles 4-0 and 19-0 in 3 innings. As we mentioned, prom weekend off. They travel to Lakeview on Tuesday, and then Thursday, both the baseball and softball team will host Penfield, and we will bring you the softball action against Penfield next Thursday for the ladies. It is their strikeout cancer game, and actually something that they started to do. I remember a couple of years ago we did a Penfield Coldwater softball doubleheader, and we were actually hosting Penfield's strikeout cancer game that wound up being weathered out, and they couldn't fit it in at home otherwise. So
it's a great cause being championed by the girls softball team, obviously, and we look forward to bringing you that broadcast. But if you folks in town are looking for something to do this weekend, obviously you've got Walk a Mile in Your Shoes that you're going to participate in.
For the third year running.
Yep, and the JV baseball tournament, as I understand it, six teams, both at Borden Field and at Lough Field this weekend, and the freshmen are playing out of town, I believe.
Chelsea. Weekend.
Yep, so so lots of baseball to be played around town and whatnot. Little League season not kicking off just yet. That's not going to be till the first weekend in May.
Right.
So there are plenty of things to do, though, around the Coldwater area, especially if we have some nice weather. So,
again, you and I, Mike's side, I think it's going to be, it will be you and I, Mike's side, because the Quinberry's JV teams will be traveling to Penfield next Thursday.
Right.
You and I, Mike's side, from the Rotary Softball Complex, for Strikeout Cancer Night, Coldwater Softball against Penfield. Our on-air coverage beginning at 5:30. Coming up this weekend on the radio, as the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series returns from its Easter break, they go out to Richmond International Raceway for the Toyota Owners 400. Pre-race coverage from the Motor Racing Network getting underway at 6. And that's coming up again on Saturday night. That's a story from here at Quincy High School. For Justin Lopshire, back at the WTVB studios, and for my broadcast partner Al Rackesy, Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Orioles. We're on the baseball side of things. They were swept by their visitors, the Coldwater Cardinals, 4-0 in the opener, 19-0 in three innings in the nightcap. And one last reminder of the softball twin bill, 2-1 in eight innings in the opener, 11-0 in five innings in the nightcap. The Lady Cardinals coming out on top of both ends there. Until next Thursday, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: AmeriGas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Hewley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.